Welcome to Hour 2 of The Point Live. Stay tuned for the next hour as we open the phone lines to take your prayer requests before the Lord and share real-life stories of God's hand working in people's lives. The number to call is 1-800-955-8200. That's 1-800-955-8200. Now, here's Pastor Mike Zachman.
Well, welcome back to Hour 2, and we're going to be on for another hour here on the Point Live Radio Network. As I said earlier, we're heard on these stations for 2 hours every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. And I just want to continue to be letting you know that those are on the East Coast in Philadelphia, New Jersey, that are our listeners there preparing for this storm, that we're praying for you. And we're praying that in the midst of the storm, that God's going to still get the glory that he deserves. And so we know that when we go through storms in life, many times we're so much better as a result of them. And as a matter of fact, I'm just going to share this real quick. I think about when the disciples were in the storm with Jesus and he was sleeping. Now, he said that they were going to get to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, but they were freaking out. Oh, no, we have a storm. And what do? They woke up Jesus. Now, you think that Jesus would have said, hey, thanks for waking me up. I'll take care of it. No problem. He says, oh, you of little faith. Basically, they were saying, don't you know who you have in the boat with you? Don't you remember that I said we're going to get to the other side? He calmed the wind and the waves. Mm-hmm. But the disciples learned a lesson. And do you think the next time they were in a storm with Jesus, they were, you know, more apt to let him sleep? Because they knew who he was.
Right.
Folks, if you know Jesus today, he's in your boat, so to speak. He's with you and me. And in the midst of the storms of our lives, we don't have to wake him up. We trust by faith that we're going to get to the other side because Jesus told us that we will. He will never leave us or forsake us. And so his kingdom is being ministered right now, even with those words as I quote Jesus. And he is the one who is he's saying that peace be still. He literally spoke it over the storms of life. And that's what he's speaking to each one of us today. So all lines are filled right now on the air. We have two open off the air, 360-435-1616. By the way, our website's thepointlive.com. If you'd like to make a donation to this radio ministry, it blesses me every single time. I know we had someone drive up to one of our services, one of our listeners, and give a nice gift last week, and I'm so thankful for that, folks. God just keeps providing for this radio ministry. We had someone give a $15 gift online just today, and we have people calling in. This off-air number, if you have a credit card number, you can call our off-air number, 360-435-1616, and people can take that. Thank you so much for helping us with this radio ministry. It's all about reaching out and loving people with the kingdom. Well, we're going to go to LV now in Pennsylvania. Where are you in Pennsylvania, LV?
I'm in Jenkintown.
Okay, just outside of Philadelphia?
Yes, that's about 20 minutes out of Philadelphia.
Very good. Now, you have a testimony, I see?
Yes. Thank you for praying for us.
Yes.
For the storm.
Was that last week? Oh, through the storm. You're welcome.
Yes. Yes.
But you called in last week, was it?
Yes. Last week I called in and you prayed. I had severe discomfort in my neck. Mm-hmm. Down to my spine.
Yes.
Into my right arm.
Uh-huh.
While you were praying, I felt this heat in my body.
Mm.
Even after you finished praying, I had heat from my head to my toes.
Wow.
Severe heat, just like a fire in my entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, I feel much better, like maybe 85% better. Mm-hmm. I still have some discomfort, mm-hmm. but I'm claiming my healing in the name of Jesus. I know that it's done.
Yes.
And it's just the plan of the enemy.
Well, let's just,
to have
that's
that
right.
Sensation.
That's right. And I know, remember you saying that you're from Jamaica originally. Let's just pray one more time. Father, we bless you. We say thank you for Elvie and that you're just already removing most of the pain and the discomfort. We pray that you'd finish it off. We say thank you for your healing fire over her body. And we don't even give you credit, Satan. You're bound. You're defeated.
Amen.
We command you to go. And any one of your demonic powers coming against Elvie, to go in Jesus' name. Just say go in Jesus' name, Elvie.
Go in Jesus' name. Go
and we
in
just
Jesus
speak
name.
Peace now. We just speak peace over her body, her household, her family and extended family in Jamaica. Bless them now. And may they be set on fire for you and your kingdom as they tell about you, Jesus, and your good news.
And
we ask these things in that name.
Thank you very much, Pastor. You have a blessed night.
Amen. You too, Elvie. And we'll continue to pray for you all out there on the East Coast. Bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank
you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we're going to go from Pennsylvania to California, to Lancaster, California. Shantae, welcome to The Point Life.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
It's actually not for me. It's for a friend of mine.
Okay.
She had a coma on Tuesday.
She's in a coma?
She's in a coma, yeah. She had a stroke. And she's okay. Been in a coma since Tuesday.
And you're not at the hospital or anything, are you?
No. I'm at home. Okay. I went earlier today. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's her first name?
Latoya.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Wendy pray, and after she's done praying for Latoya, I'm going to ask the Lord to touch you as well. So go ahead, Wendy.
Father, thank you for Shantae. Thank you, Lord, for her concern for her friend Latoya. Father, we just ask that you release your ministering angels into the hospital where Latoya is, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
To put a guard around Latoya now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We trust you as the great physician, and we just speak healing and peace to Latoya now.
Yeah. Shantae, just hold out your hands with your palms facing up. And are you going to see her again at the hospital?
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay. I want you to go and lay hands on her after I pray for you here, you know, sometime whenever you get there. And but just receive this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would release your healing fire over Shantae right now and just release healing in these hands. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Shantae.
More, Lord.
Just release the healing anointing that you've given me over her hands, that as she lays hands on her friend, Father, that she would recover by faith, knowing that you are the one that heals, that by your stripes we are healed. Latoya is healed. And so we speak life into her body. We just command the stroke to the effects of the stroke to go in Jesus' name, that she would come out of this coma. We plead, Father, in Jesus' name, that you'd restore life to that body. And that you would use Shantae as she lays hands on her. More, Lord. More healing fire be released. We just anoint her hands right now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh. No, you're welcome. So often I just feel things that are happening with people. And I felt this like tingling in my hands as I was praying for you. And, you know, the Lord just knows. And by faith. You know, we have not because we ask not. And so you just ask him and just keep praying for her and then go in and lay hands on her and watch what God does. Okay?
Okay.
Bless you, Shantae.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling The Point Live and listening in Lancaster there. Bless you. Bye-bye. She's listening to KTLW there in Lancaster, California. Again, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. I know we just had a caller off air who called in from Chicago from WYLL. And he said, what station am I listening to? I've never listened to this station before. We have so many calls like that. Maybe you're driving down the freeway right now in Santa Monica or somewhere in Phoenix, and you're saying, I've never heard a show like this where you pray for people, they get well on the air, or you're just concerned and wanting to release the love of Jesus. Folks, we want to pray with you tonight. We do have one line open. 800-955-8200 is our toll-free line all across the country. We're broadcasting live from north of Seattle in Arlington, Washington. I'm the pastor of the Point Church here in Arlington. And we believe not only does God heal and set people free, but he loves to release his kingdom and to show his love and his power. So again, if you'd like prayer tonight, anywhere from our network, especially those who are on the East Coast, the number to dial is 800-955-8200. We're going to go to Beverly now in Marysville, Washington. Welcome to The Point Live, Beverly.
Hi.
How can we pray with you tonight?
Well, I called a couple of weeks ago and was dealing with some things with neuropathy, and it's still pertaining to neuropathy, but with the accident, I hit my head really hard, and there is brain damage, and there is neck damage, and I'm having pain in my eyes, and it's really strange, and I'm having intestinal blockage. I need help.
Okay. You know, Wendy got a word of knowledge about brain trauma earlier tonight, and I just want to her to pray for you first, Beverly, and then I'll pray.
Okay,
yes, Lord, we thank you for your love and concern for Beverly. Beverly, can you put your hands on your head while we pray? Father, we just thank you for your grace and for your love. We ask, Father, for your healing fire to be released and touch Beverly now,
yes,
from her
Lord.
Head to her toe. We speak to the neuropathy, the brain damage, the neck concerns, and all issues that she's related to us tonight, and we speak to the spirit of oppression, and we say go now in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Replace it with your peace. Thank you for
and
thank
put,
you for
put your
love.
Hand on your stomach there too, Father. I just pray that you just break open this blockage, and that it would just flow more, Lord. Release your healing fire into this blockage.
Yes.
More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Mm-hmm. More, Lord. I just say thank you for Beverly and her desire to be set free completely. And I say thank you that you're putting the pieces back together. And, yeah, I just pray this with me, Beverly. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Help me in the midst of some of the sadness.
Help me in the midst of some of the sadness.
That's been coming against me.
That's been coming against me.
And release your peace.
And release your peace.
I thank you that you're bigger than any tragedy.
I thank you you're bigger than any tragedy.
And that you know my heart.
And that you know my heart.
And the hairs on my head.
And the hairs on my head.
And that you're holding my hand even right now.
And that you're holding my hand even right now.
As my loving Heavenly Father.
My loving Heavenly Father.
I'm going to keep praying. Father, release that love, the Abba Father love over Beverly right now from her head to her toes.
Yes.
And replace the sadness with joy deep in her spirit, Lord, as you do this surgery. And we just say thank you that you're the one that purifies and that you're purifying her heart even more, even more, even more right now. Even more, Jesus, just pour it out. I'm just going to say this clearly because I just heard it. God loves you perfectly, Beverly, and everything's going to be okay. It's that simple. Everything's going to be okay.
Thank
Amen?
Thank you. Amen.
Okay. You're welcome. Did you feel anything while we were praying for you right there, Beverly?
I felt some warmth in my intestines and warmth on top of my head. I'm still having trembling in my legs. That's something I didn't tell you about. But
yeah. Well, I know I'll probably see you here at one of our services coming up.
Yeah.
You're calling locally, and I know you've been to some of them. And I just look forward to seeing you, and we're going to keep praying for some of those things. I just know that the Lord's touching you right now.
Yeah, I can feel his presence.
Yeah, more, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Well, bless you, and thanks for calling tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. We'll see you later. Bye-bye. Again, you're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. And we're going to go now to Lutha in Chicago. I believe that you've called before, too. Is that correct, Lutha?
Yes.
That's right. It's good to hear your voice again. How are you tonight?
I'm terrible. My right side.
Okay.
And my right shoulder.
Okay.
I can't hardly move my wheelchair.
Okay. So you had a stroke, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to go right to prayer. Wendy, go ahead and pray for Lutha, and then I'll pray. Go ahead.
Father, thank you for your love for Lutha. Father, we speak to all mobility.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask for your healing fire to just touch her entire body.
Yes, Lord.
We command full mobility throughout her right side in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that by your stripes we can claim healing. So we claim healing for Lutha's right side and her right shoulder. And we thank you, Father, that you just fill her with your love and your peace.
Yes, Lord. We speak life over her from her head to her toes. Release that healing fire. And we just pray that you would reverse the curse of this stroke. And we pray that you'd replace it in Jesus' name. More, Lord, with your peace. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord, Lutha.
More, Lord. It's my left side.
It's your left side?
Yeah, my right side is okay.
Okay, you had said your right side earlier, so Father, we speak peace over her left side. You know exactly. All these things that I was getting earlier, the hip, the collarbone, the ear, her hand, her wrist, the left shin. We speak life into these things right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Lutha, you know, first of all, I know God's touched you on this program in the past.
Yes.
And I just pray against any oppression that's coming against your household. And any family curses, we break them off with the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that you'd sleep well tonight, and we bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Lutha. We bless you. And keep us updated on how you're doing, okay? Did you feel anything on the left side while we were praying just now?
No.
Okay, can you do anything different? You got tingling in your fingers. Bless. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you, God. We thank you, God, that you're doing that. More, Lord. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yeah, there we go. Well, bless you, Lutha. It's always good to hear your voice. Okay? Thanks for calling and listening on WYLL there in Chicago. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bless you, too. Bye-bye. We're going to go from Chicago now to Esther. Where are you calling from, Esther?
California.
What part of California?
Southern California.
Okay. What city? If you'd like to say.
Van Nuys.
Okay, Van Nuys or near Sherman Oaks? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very good. How can we pray with you tonight?
Okay. I need breakthrough for my family and I.
Okay.
We just cannot break through. I've come through generation. I've gone through generation curses. I've fasted. I've prayed. I've gone to...
What's going on specifically with your son?
A lot of diagnoses there. They're just...
What's the main one?
I think neuropathy.
And how long has that been going on?
Probably 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Okay. I really am getting something... that's coming against you. Have you ever put oil over the doors and windows in your house?
No.
Okay. Here's what I recommend. Taking just any Crisco oil or whatever, you know, any oil in your cabinet, and just praying in the name of Jesus and going around and just anointing above the doorpost of every door that goes outside. Mm-hmm. You can do it of doors in the house too. And every window that leads to outside. And just say, in the name of Jesus, I command any spiritual forces that are coming against us, you are no longer welcome in this home. And I ask many people, I'm sure our listeners are going to do that after hearing me say that. I've done that for many people in our congregation. And especially for trauma and dreams and nightmares that come against people, because it's a spiritual attack. But I'm going to pray for you right now. Hold out your hands.
My daughter to her apartment.
Okay. Hold out your hands.
Okay.
And Father, in the name, with your palms facing up, in the name of Jesus, I just ask that you'd release your healing fire over Esther right now, that she would just feel your fire throughout her body, knowing that you're near her, and give her strategies from heaven, wisdom from heaven. What's your son's first name?
Edie.
I just break the curse and curses that have been spoken against Edie right now in Jesus' name. Every medical curse, we break neuropathy, Father, and anything in his bloodstream. I just pray for freedom over his, from his head to his toes right now. Release your healing fire over Edie. And I pray, yeah, just pray this with me, if you would, Esther. Say in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all anxiety.
I command all anxiety.
And stress.
And stress.
To leave my body.
To leave my body.
Mind, soul, and spirit.
mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And I praise you for your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, there's one other thing I want you to pray. Say, just repeat after me. Say, Jesus, would you help me?
Jesus, would you help me?
To count the cost.
To count the cost.
As I follow after you with my whole heart.
As I follow after you with my whole heart.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, just receive this for a second. I ask for your financial blessing in Jesus' name, and I pray, Father, you'd prepare her for the things that are going to come against her even more as you bless her even more. So as she passes this test, Father, of not looking at her son's condition or her daughter's situation or her situation, but keeps her eyes focused on you, I pray that you'd strengthen her in the battle, and that as she anoints her house with this oil, that she would see breakthrough that she's asking for, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we could pray a long time. There's healing rooms in Southern California near Van Nuys. Go to healingrooms.com and continue to have them pray with you and for you as well for some of these situations.
Okay.
Okay? Just give them a call and you can set up an appointment at some of them or just show up and they'll show you the times that they're open. Okay?
Thank you.
Bless you, Esther. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, we have two lines open now at 800-955-8200. If you want to be live on The Point Live with me, Pastor Mike Zachman, and with Wendy Foster, my co-host tonight, we have two lines open also off the air. At this number, we have a prayer team standing by, 360-435-1616. And I just want to remind our listeners, we're looking for intercessors all across the country tonight. In the cities that you live in, we want to pray against any forces that are not only coming against this radio ministry, but against the city itself. And the number to dial for that, if you want to pray for us and with us, is 800-955-8200 on the air. And actually, that's for prayer on the air. And then off the air, you can leave your name and address and phone number, and we'll have our prayer coordinator, intercessor coordinator, call you. But that number off the air for intercessors is 360-435-1616. Remember, we have a website, thepointlive.com. If you want to give, if you want to learn more about the show, if you want to listen to past shows, we record all of our shows, and they're there as well. We're going to go to one of our regular callers we haven't heard from in a while, Ursula from Rosamond, California. Welcome to The Point Live.
Yes. Good evening, Pastor Mike.
Good evening. How can we pray with you tonight, Ursula?
First of all, I do need prayers for my. I have glaucoma, and okay. I don't want to lose my eyesight.
Yes.
Because it's very precious to me.
Yes, it is.
And secondly, I just want to thank Jesus. He heard my prayers. He sent me a good man. A companion, and of course I have little Lucy, she's a pain, but
could you turn down the radio just a little bit in the background, Ursula? It's kind of distracting. Thank you so much. So glaucoma, and you have a praise report for your this new relationship.
Yeah, that's of course.
Amen. Well, I'm going to have Wendy pray specifically for your eyes, and then I will too. Okay.
Lord, we bless you. We thank you that you're the great physician. Thank you, Lord, that you perfect all of those things which concerneth us. Thank you for your love for Ursula. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we just ask for your healing presence to be released over Ursula now, specifically over her eyes. We speak to glaucoma and we say, leave her mind,
yes,
body, soul, and spirit.
That's right.
Now,
go in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus
just release peace, Father, over Ursula as well. I pray for your wisdom. I pray for her to have the mind of Christ over her, Father, right now, and that you'd give her just strategies from heaven as she walks out. Thank you for this friend, and I pray that you'd give her again the wisdom that she needs to put you first. Bless her, encourage her, and strengthen her now. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mike.
Did you feel... You're welcome. Go ahead. You what?
I don't know if I feel like I don't deserve happiness, really.
Yeah, and that's just a lie, obviously. And that's what the evil one loves, to try and bring that oppression against us, get us separated. The Bible says he roars like a lion, seeking to devour us like prey. And that's what when lions roar, they scare their prey to where they get separated from the herd. And it's the same thing in the church. When people start to backbite or gossip or speak against one another, they think they're so right, and they separate themselves out from the herd, so to speak, to where the evil one can start just breathing down their neck, and it's no good. So I break off this unity with the Spirit for Ursula, and I pray that you'd give her eyes to see and ears to hear what you're saying, Lord, about her, how you delight yourself in her, and that your banner over Ursula is love. So release that revelation over her even as she sleeps tonight, and we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as always, vielen Dank. It's so good to hear from you. I'm speaking German because Ursula speaks German, and I know a little bit too. So
I know you know a lot more than you would say.
So bis später and tschüss.
Yeah, vielen Dank.
Okay, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wiedersehen. So I love to speak a little German. You know, I lived in Germany for a while. We're going to go right from California to Pennsylvania. Where are you calling from, Emily?
I'm calling from outside of Philadelphia.
What city?
Skipback.
Skipback?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and I see your prayer request. It's to sell a house and to make sure the house stands in this storm coming. It's not a laughing matter. I know this big earthquake, big Hurricane Sandy's coming, and you guys are going to survive it. But
I'm also having critical financial difficulties.
Okay. This is a strange question, but I'm paying attention to Spirit while I hear your voice. What was your relationship like with your father growing up?
Very good. My dad was in the Navy. He was gone a lot. He was stationed overseas quite often, but...
Without you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he still alive?
No, he's not.
Okay. Well, I was flying recently, and I was in the Baltimore airport, not too far from you. There was a bunch of veterans there from World War II. They were all coming in on a plane, and all these people were lined up. And I was just so moved as we applauded for these veterans. And, you know, in my spirit, as I saw them, I was so thankful for our veterans. And so that makes me think of your father. When you spoke of your father, it made me think of that. But, you know, here's one thing I want to say, Emily. The cost of our military is so great on families. And I sense that there was something that's related, believe it or not, to some of the finances and maybe some of even the fear that you have right now in uncertain times. And so that's what I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless Emily. Thank you for her calling in with this need about needing to sell her house. But I pray first that you'd heal the deeper hurt, Father. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to have you pray something. I'm going to take a risk, Emily. Just pray this with me. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of abandonment.
I command the spirit of abandonment.
And the orphan spirit.
And the orphan spirit.
And all fear and anxiety.
And all fear and anxiety.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I'm going to pray. Father, I pray that you just throw down your living water over Emily and that household right now, to where she would be so refreshed, knowing that you're going to take care of her every financial need in not only selling the home, but blessing her and getting her out of any debt and pit that has been dug around her or for her, and that you're going to set her feet up on upright, and she's going to walk and give you all honor and glory. And I praise you for this in Jesus' name. I just heard a phrase that the Lord says you're to give your way out of this one. And I'm not saying to us. You ask him what that means. Maybe it's to your local church. Maybe it's putting $10 in that you hardly could afford to give right now. But the Lord wants you to sow some seed somewhere. And you watch what he does as you give your way out of that one. Okay?
I hear you, Pastor.
Okay. Well, bless you, Emily. And God's moving in your life. That was a download. It had nothing to do with selling your house other than he wanted me to show me a few things in the Spirit. So, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for listening to Philadelphia there on WFIL. God bless.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go to Tony now. I believe you're calling from Chicago area. Is that right, Tony?
Yes, sir.
What town are you calling from?
Chicago, around Broadway and Irving Park.
Okay, very good. I know exactly where that is. I grew up in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
How can we pray for you tonight?
Well, a couple of years ago, it doesn't matter when, I was in a bar. I started some coke and had 151 rum. And as I normally do, I thought I was on top of everything as Satan. I just ran to the street. The door is 3 feet from the street. I didn't see there was a car coming. It broke my labia and tibia, crushed my skull. When the car stopped, my head was between the axle and the curb, crushed skull. St. Francis Hospital, 6 blocks away. I had a heart attack, 4 blocks and 4 blocks
now,
in.
Now, how old are you, Tony?
56, sir.
And you said this happened 6 years ago, or how long ago?
No, 13 years ago.
Okay, 13 years ago. How much pain's in your body right now from that accident?
I had no pain from any of it. Hallelujah.
Okay.
The kingdom's strong. I'll need.
Now, is it a leg injury as far as how you're walking?
I walk like a drunk because I have no equilibrium. I have no cerebellum. My skull is crushed. I have vertigo.
Well, you know what? We're just going to pray. We don't even need to hear anymore. Hold out your hands.
Knows.
Yeah, he does. And I'm going to have Wendy pray first, and then I'm going to pray for Tony. Go ahead.
Lord, we bless you. We thank you for blessing Tony, Father.
You did,
thank you, Lord.
Okay, just listen. Don't pray with us. Just listen.
Thank you for your love for Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we pray for peace, Father. Mm-hmm. We pray that your healing fire just touches him, Father, from his head to his toe.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we speak to every cell in his body.
Yeah.
And we say, be healed, be whole.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
I speak
name.
To the bones. I pray that they would come back into alignment the way they were created, Father, and that he would get his equilibrium back. And I just break off every regret. I just tell it to go in Jesus' name. And I pray you'd replace it, Father, with a sense of your Spirit, that you'd open up Tony's eyes and ears to hear your Holy Spirit. And he would be seeing and hearing things that he would have no idea that he could even walk in this. I just pray you release that over him right now. Encourage him. Thank you for his heart and his desire to please you with his life. Thank you for how big his heart is, Lord. And I just see you wrapping your hands around kids and just loving on them with a father's love. And I just sense that God's going to use you, Tony. He's going to give you a place, whether it's in the church or whether it's in through your family or
wherever he wants it.
Yeah, that he's going to release the Father's love in and through you. Yeah, but he knows. And so just keep praying about that and pray into that. And in his timing, you're going to be – I just see him sitting on your lap.
That's season. I'm ready for it.
Amen. Amen. That's a good word. That's from the Lord.
That's all kingdom. That's all I live.
Amen. Well, bless you, Tony. Thanks for calling from Broadway and Irving Park in Chicago.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Have a great night.
He's always good. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks for listening on WFYL.
Thank you.
FYLL. What is it? I'm losing track here now.
Yeah. Don't matter.
WYLL in Chicago.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So we're going to go now to Drew in Philadelphia. Welcome to The Point Live, Drew.
Hi.
How can we play with you tonight?
Just pray about some no feeling in my feet, diabetic, and just pray that God would do some things in my life that I would like to see done, like obtaining a home for myself.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Again, I've just been listening to the Spirit as I hear you speak. Have you smoked before?
Yes.
Are you still smoking now?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Been a year almost.
It's been about a year that you've been set free from smoking?
Yes.
Okay. And how long did you smoke for?
God. Well, let's see. Since I was about 16, then I did not smoke in my 30s. Then I went back in my 40s, and then...
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Instead of praying for the things that you asked me to pray for, I'm going to pray for what I'm sensing in the Spirit right now, okay?
Okay.
Hold out your hands And just repeat okay. after me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of apprehension.
I command the spirit of apprehension.
And all fear.
And all fear.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
Leave my mind, body, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Now I'm going to have you declare some things. Just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That you died on the cross for every one of my sins.
That you died on the cross for every one of my sins.
And that you see me as good enough.
And you see me as good enough.
That you love me just as I am.
That you love me just as I am.
That I don't have to try any harder to earn your love.
And I don't have to try any harder to earn your love.
I thank you for your loving me perfectly.
I thank you for loving me perfectly.
I want to pray again. Father, release that perfect love over Drew right now, that she would just be set free. I break off the sin of the third and fourth generation, especially over some of the things that she didn't receive from her father and his love. I pray that you'd make up for the years that the locust ate, Father, over her right now with your love, Heavenly Father, that you'd pour it out, that you'd speak just sweet nothings into her ear, that the security of her favor and love in you would be so great that people would say, what happened to Drew? Because she would be so different because of your love. And we just say thank you for that, Father, and that you're going to take care of the other things she spoke about, finances and issues, that you'd bless her, that you'd bless her feet, that you would release peace over those feet, and that she'd have feeling again in them. And we ask all these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank
well, Drew,
you so much.
The Lord just showed me some of those things, and you keep praying. You're going to sleep well tonight. And we want to hear from you again. You give us a call from Philadelphia and let us know. And the Lord's going to keep you not only safe through this hurricane storm, but he's going to keep you safe through the storms of life. Okay?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for listening on WFIL there in Philadelphia. Bless
God
you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. We go to another Pennsylvania caller from Willow Grove. Welcome to The Point Live. William?
Hello.
How can we pray with you tonight?
I have a lump on my right shoulder, as big as a llama bean, like.
Okay, I thought you said llama for a minute. Yeah, that Pennsylvania accent's coming out a little bit there. So as big as a lima bean. Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mhm.
And I need some dental work done, and financially.
Okay. Well, let's start with the lump. And we'll go from there as the Lord leads. Go ahead, Wendy.
Father, we thank you that you're the one who speaks peace to the storm. We speak peace in the name of Jesus to William's body right now.
Yes,
Father,
Lord.
We ask that you release your healing fire into the lump on his right shoulder. We speak in your authority, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we command the lump to shrink now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for blessing William. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you know all of his needs, and we trust you for loving him and correcting all of the issues that concern him.
Mm-hmm. I pray for peace, Lord. Just release it over his body, over his mind, his will, his emotions. And I say thank you for him calling in tonight. And I command all loneliness and that lie who says that he's no good by himself. I just break it off by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, replace it with freedom, Lord. William, is there any truth to that, that there's been some loneliness coming against you?
Yes. My friend, she doesn't call me anymore, and I just feel lonely.
Yeah, yeah. I just really got that as... Go ahead.
And I did feel like the Lord touching me just now, like a tingling over my crown of my head, and I felt some tingling.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. He just blessing you. He loves you so much, William, and he just showed me that word of knowledge about loneliness because he loves you perfectly. There's other listeners right now that are feeling lonely, and I'm telling you, first of all, I want to encourage you, William, I want to encourage these listeners with the same word, that there's a lie that's coming against them and saying that they're no good, and it looks like it's coming against you. Secondly, that God wants to just breathe life into you and show you how much he loves you and how he's made you, that he's so proud of you, that he just wants to pour out his favor into your life and bless you. And so the lie is that they're no good. God says, no, you're so good that I want to interact with you. I want to you know, spend time with you. I want to rejoice over you. And that's what the Word of God's all about. Go to the Psalms and look at what David went through when he was rejected by Saul, you know, who was trying to kill him. And he said, I will not even touch the Lord's anointed, even though I could. Remember in the cave the one time he cut part of his robe, Saul, King Saul's robe, and he showed it to him later saying, hey, I could have wiped you out, but God said no. You know, and see, God wants to bless you, William, with understanding that you matter to him tonight. You know, I'm going to say something strange. This whole program tonight could be just about you calling in because God wanted to breathe life into you and those other listeners that are feeling lonely tonight. And that's what this show is all about. It's reaching out to those that are feeling a little downtrodden, lack of hope. But he's breathing hope into you tonight because God knows your name. He knows the hairs upon your head. He knows where every freckle is on your body, you know, and he loves you and celebrates you as his son. Isn't that good news tonight, William?
Yes, I encourage everybody just to call in. I was so hesitant. I was,
praise God.
I'll call next week.
Hallelujah.
I'll call next week. And
hallelujah.
I just made the first step.
Yeah, you sure did.
I thank you. I thank you for your program, and everything you spoke was true.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate it. I really do. I was
hallelujah.
Down and
yeah.
out.
Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, and I break off any orphan spirit that's coming against you by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, William, and I pray that he would replace it with a sustenance of his spirit breathing life into you and just showing you how much he loves you and that you are, I'm going to declare this over you, you're going to walk with the fruit of the Spirit from this day forward, and you know what that is, the love and the joy and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and that's what he's breathing into you. And there's other people, William, get this, I'm getting this, this is a download from heaven. There's other people tonight go, I'm just like William, and I could never call in. And when you just said that, they were like, oh, I could call in now. If William can do it, I can do it. And I'm telling you, William, there's so many people that are out there by themselves thinking that they're alone. But these radio waves, our voices, your voice and my voice, are reaching into their homes, into their cars right now and saying, wait a minute, you mean I don't have to settle for loneliness anymore? I don't have to settle for trying to satisfy myself with my life anymore? And Jesus says, no, I want to satisfy you. I want to break these chains that have kept you bound, and I want to breathe life into you so that not only could you have hope, but that you could go along and breathe hope into others and breathe life into others. And that's what God's going to do. You did take the first step, and you're on a journey to freedom, William. You watch what God does, and I look forward to your call as you continue to call in on this show.
Thank you, Pastor Mike. You don't know how much you've been a blessing to me. I've been listening to you for like 3 weeks. Three Saturdays in a row, and I just stepped out on faith. I said, I'm gonna call.
Yeah.
But the enemy kept on saying, oh, it's gonna be busy. So
yeah.
I just stepped out on faith, and I appreciate everything. I appreciate your program. God bless you.
God bless you too, William.
And everything you said was true. I was so lonely. I felt that nobody loved me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
well, not anymore. We love you. We love you,
yeah,
William.
I
love you.
I lost my mother and I lost my brother, and I'm still so alone now. But thank you. Thank you for your prayer.
Yeah, and you're not, and you just tell the evil one to take a hike every time he comes against you by whispering that lie to you, because Jesus died on the cross for you, and he set himself apart so that you might find life and find it in abundance. And so we bless you tonight, William.
Are you located in Maryland?
No, we're in Seattle, believe it or not. So on the other side of the country. I flew into Baltimore for the Voice of the Apostles in Lancaster.
I used to live right where he's from.
Oh, Willow
from
Grove?
From Collegeville.
Oh,
Collegeville.
Really? So Wendy, Willow who's Grove. Here on the program, is from Collegeville in your neck of the woods. So that's amazing.
God bless you, Wendy.
God bless you.
Well,
thanks for
calling The Point Live tonight, William. And again, we look forward to hearing you in the next coming weeks as well. Okay?
Yeah, I'll be calling for my testimony. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, that's awesome.
Sweet.
Wonderful. Well, again, we have two lines open right now. We're winding down the program, but we'd like to get to you as soon as we can. The number is 1-800-955-8200. You're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network, and we're on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast, but we, as you just heard, we reach out into Pennsylvania and Maryland and New Jersey and New York as well, and also Chicago and Austin and 20 different cities around the U.S. And if you'd like to learn more about our radio ministry, you can go to thepointlive.com, our website. If you like the programming that you're hearing on these stations, it costs thousands of dollars, folks, to do this. And every dime that people sow into this ministry, we put back into the ministry. We're asking for what the Lord wants to do in 2013. And we're sensing we're supposed to go on to 5 to 10 new markets, including Boston, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Denver, and Washington, D.C., and maybe more. And so if you want to sow into this ministry and say, hey, I just want to reach and see the kingdom with what's happening in this program, go to our website, thepointlive.com, and click on the giving or donation link. Or you could call in this off-air number, and someone can take your credit card there. Or we're going to give the address out at the end of the show here in about 15 minutes or so. You can write down the address and send a check in if you'd like. It's all tax-deductible. Again, the off-air number is 360-435-1616. We're going to go to Glenda now in Lancaster, California. How can we pray with you tonight, Glenda?
Yes, I have a couple of prayer requests here, and I'm the one calling in. You said earlier that someone needs to forgive some people.
Okay.
And I just ask that you pray that the Lord will heal me from a wounded heart from my mother and sister from emotional and verbal abuse for 18 years.
Okay.
They help us through it.
Okay, we're gonna pray for that main thing right now tonight, Glenda, because we're wrapping down the program. I'm going to have Wendy pray, and then I'll pray, okay?
Lord, thank you for Glenda. Father, we just ask that you pour out a blessing upon Glenda. Mm-hmm. Glenda, we ask right now, I'd ask you to repeat after me. We ask that you just repeat that you forgive all of those who've hurt and wounded your heart. So, repeat it, Glenda. Can you hear me?
Yeah, she's here. She's
yes.
Can you say, Lord, I forgive all of those who've hurt and wounded my heart?
Lord, I forgive all of those that have wounded and hurt my heart.
Give me your love, Father.
Give me your love, Father.
And just pray this too, Glenda. Just say, I release my mom to you, Jesus.
I release my mom to you, Jesus.
I give my pain to you in my heart right now, Jesus.
I give my pain in my heart to you right now, Jesus.
And I thank you that by your stripes, I am healed.
Thank you by your stripes that I am healed.
Now I'm going to keep praying. Father, release your Holy Spirit over Glenda. I thank you for her humility and wanting to be set free from this pain and the hurt. And that you know specifically, Lord, how to take her to new levels of grace and mercy. So pour out over her right now, Father. Release, just as even as Wendy said, your love deep calls to deep into her heart right now. Just say more, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yeah. He just loves you so much, Glenda. And by your boldness, by your sensitivity to the Spirit, he's removing the 18 years of pain, and he's setting you apart to himself with his peace. And, you know, he just wants you to know that as you've released her and these other people that have hurt you, that he's on the job and he's going to be right there. He's never going to leave you, as I just said to this last person who just called in, to William. Well, bless you, Glenda, and we look forward to hearing and continuing to pray with you as you call in and let us know what's going on, okay?
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for listening on KTLW there in Lancaster, California. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
We're going to quickly go to our last several callers here. We're going to go to Magdalena in Lancaster, California. How can we pray with you, Magdalena?
Yes, I would like to pray for my father. My dad,
what's his name?
His name is Nate.
Nate. And what's going on with your dad?
My mom and him, they went on a cruise, and he was in the he didn't want to go. They went for their 21st anniversary.
Okay.
To make a long story short, he retained all his urine in his bladder, and by the time they got home, his feet were swollen, and he's in a catheter right now at home.
Okay.
And they think there might be damage to his kidneys because of
what's his first name?
Nate.
Okay, that's right. I'm sorry you said that. Okay. Let me pray for Nate. Father, you know exactly what's going on. I just, first of all, I break off any fear and anxiety for this diagnosis over Nate. And I pray that we just speak peace into his kidneys right now and into Magdalena, Father, into her heart. I pray you'd give her wisdom on what to say and how to pray for specifically for her father, even as she lays hands on him. And I pray for wisdom for the doctors of any tests that they need to do, and also for the blood cells to, I'm getting a strange word, coagulate, I can't even say it.
Coagulate
in his body, so that any healing that needs to go on the inside of this internal bleeding would stop in Jesus' name.
Yes.
More, Lord. Release that healing fire over Nate. And just anoint Magdalena's hands, even right now, as his daughter, with this healing anointing that you've given us. And as she lays hands on him, that he would recover completely. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. I'm going to see him tomorrow, and I'm going to lay hands on him. And
amen. Well, we're going to have to wrap up the show tonight right now, Magdalena. But thanks for calling, and feel free to call
God
back in with other requests. God bless you as well.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Bye-bye. Thanks. We got three callers from Lancaster, California in a row. Chad, welcome to The Point Live.
Hi, Pastor Mike. How you doing, sir?
We're doing well. How can we pray with you tonight?
I need a big financial breakthrough, Pastor, to come forth.
Yes. How's your street ministry going?
It's going good. I've been praying for a lot of people that have needed healing and leading them to Christ and doing all that stuff.
Amen. So finances. We'll just do it. Father, you know what Chad needs, and you know exactly what the number is, and I pray you blow him away with raising up the exact number to meet his needs, even this week. And I pray, Father, as he continues to give himself away to those around him, that he would sow into a ministry there locally in California, whatever it is, whether it's 50 cents or $500, show him clearly what he's supposed to sow in. And then you will sow back right what he has for him. Bless him with a generous heart, Father, as he gives him himself as well. And I break off the spirit of poverty. As a matter of fact, Chad, just say this out loud. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of poverty.
I command the spirit of poverty.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And I break off the sin of the third and fourth generation.
And I break off the sin of the third and fourth generation.
That I've inherited from my father and mother's bloodline.
That I've inherited by my father and mother's bloodline.
And give me clarity and not confusion over my finances.
Give me clarity and not confusion over my finances.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. He just did something. It was a word of knowledge, and you watch what happens at the end of this next week, in the next 7 days, and we look forward to that testimony.
Okay? Thank you very much, Pastor.
You're welcome. Bless you, Chad.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. We're going to go now to Ray back in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Welcome to The Point Live. Ray, how can we pray with you?
Yes. I'll make this short because I know time is short, and I can call back next week.
Okay.
I need a prayer for, I have a stenosis in my upper neck region.
Okay.
And I also have a problem with a disc in my lumbar region in my
back. Okay, tell me about the stenosis. What's a stenosis again?
A stenosis is a narrowing, I believe, of the bones where the, the upper neck region.
Okay.
It's pressing.
So it's like
down.
Brittle and painful?
It gets painful.
Okay.
Sometimes, yeah. It's a narrowing, it's pressing down on the nerve.
Okay. We're going to pray because we're flying. We have 3 or 4 minutes
okay.
left. Father, just pour out your spirit over Ray right now from his head to his toes. We speak life into his neck and lower back. Just pray this out loud, Ray. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all pain and dis-ease
I command all pain and disease
to leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
To leave my body, mind, soul, and spirit.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
And replace it with your peace, Jesus.
Yeah. I'm going to say this. I just pray against any pressure that's weighing down on Ray right now in Jesus' name. Release the pressure, Lord. Release the stress. All anxiety, go in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And any stress with his job, I just command it to go. Any relationships that need mending, show him what it needs, how to humble himself clearly with his job. And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank
okay,
you very much.
Bless
Tom.
You, Ray.
We'll be back next week. I appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. We're going to go to two quickly. Last callers from Philadelphia. Bonnie, how can we pray with you? Real quick.
I'm asking you to pray for deliverance for me and my children. Also for salvation
okay.
for my children.
Okay. Father, pour out your spirit over Bonnie. I command any demonic oppression to stop in Jesus' name. Just say, go in Jesus' name right now.
Go in Jesus' name right now.
And any sickness and infirmity, leave and go in Jesus' name.
Every sickness and diseases. Go in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now I have to go and say goodnight, Bonnie. We look forward to hearing from you in the future. Sorry that we're just wrapping up right now. God bless.
Excuse
Bye-bye.
Me, sir. Only on Saturday night you come?
Yes, Saturday night from 11 to 1 there in Philadelphia. Okay?
Okay.
You can call our off-air number. We're going to give it here in a moment. Just keep listening. God bless. Bye-bye. We're going to go to David real quick. You need a better job, David, it says. Father, bless David in Philadelphia. You're on the air, David. I can hear you. And just clearly show him what you have for him as he steps out by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you, David. Sorry to be so short. We have less than 30 seconds. Bye-bye. God bless. Wendy, thank you for being the co-host and
thank you, Pastor.
Being
I
here tonight. You're listening to The Point Live here on the Point Live Radio Network. We're heard on these stations every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 Pacific Standard Time in over 20 different cities across the U.S. We will look forward to hearing your testimonies. ThePointLive.com is our website. We're going to give our off-air number. We still have people standing by to receive your calls. This is Pastor Mike Zachman saying good night and God bless you. Thanks for listening to The Point Live. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Point Live. For more information about The Point Church, write to 18722 59th Avenue Northeast, Arlington, Washington, 98223. Or check out their website at thepointlive.com. Once again, that's thepointlive.com. If you're interested in receiving prayer after the program is over, please call area code 360-435-1616. Once again, that number is 360-435-1616. Tune in again next Saturday night at 8 Pacific Time for The Point Live.
The preceding program sponsored by The Point Church.